Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein the fellas discuss kangaroo boxing, the January gloom, and listening to your body. Now play the music, Pasty.
Good to go with the washer machine. It's fixed already. All right, take it easy, brother.
For the listener.
Take it easy, brother.
We had a live show where Mike got a call from his super about his washing machine. So everyone, his washing machine is fixed.
Crisis.
Congratulations,
over. It doesn't
Michael.
Help us now in the studio with his stinky clothes.
Well, we will. Next episode will be fresh.
Wait,
okay,
Jeremy, do you have a tattoo?
Okay.
Dude.
Okay.
Dude, is that your body?
It's hot in here.
That's your body.
It is hot in here. So please don't take off all your clothes. Okay. I said please don't.
Oh, don't.
Do not.
D-O-N apostrophe T.
Do not.
Why? Don't.
Why would that be weird if I just pop my shirt off?
No, it actually wouldn't be weird if you just pop your shirt off. It would just be uncomfortable.
If I do it,
just
will
stop
you guys
there.
Do it?
No, just stop there, though.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do pants. That's a little... That gets yeah, I don't want to do that. But.
Maybe we could record the podcast by the pool.
I'm doing it.
Oh my god.
First ever shirtless podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my god.
Two-thirds shirtless. Peer pressure.
While you're doing
has
that.
Has been brought to bear. This is pretty cool.
Okay.
Oh my god. I
it's
tell
so
you what,
cooler,
I feel
though,
better.
Huh?
Yeah, I do
yeah.
feel better.
Yeah. First ever shirtless podcast,
wow.
ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a new world.
Yeah, I don't want to get used to this.
You don't?
No, I don't want to be shirtless.
I think
all the time.
I think it was good that we didn't book a guest. Though.
I was going to say.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
probably
add
great.
A guest in this and
probably
it's not,
great.
Not as
it's probably
good.
Great yeah. that we didn't put it, yeah. book a guest.
Yeah.
Boy. Oh, you're doing this stuff. That's
yeah.
cool.
They're doing yeah. some Pilates while they're
no,
doing
no,
that.
No, we're just doing working envelope.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and set this up. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike shirtless episode. To my right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Yeah, the C stands for chest hair.
And to his right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
The P, which is my middle name. Initial stands for
you had a lot of time
props.
I don't know why. How are you, gentlemen? What is going on? Wow.
Yeah.
It's weird to podcast without shirts on.
Shirtless podcast.
It's not that weird. It's not that
it's weird.
It's weird.
It's funny. All everybody's eyes are up here.
I'm glad I took the. Yeah, this is going to be the most present podcast we've ever done. What's going on here? Michael is pointing.
Doing this stuff.
Oh. Oh, yeah. The old, yeah. That's a game that's made a big comeback.
Yeah,
when
but
I was
it
in
makes
school,
a comeback
the,
is like people mistaking it for white power signs.
That's weird, yeah.
So
that's fucked
yeah,
up.
For the listener, Michael had gotten Danny on a punch.
Starting over on the circle. Podcast, welcome to the Adventures of Danny. Let's just start this one over.
So, gentlemen, I'd like to extend a hello. I'd like to...
put
say.
A shirt back on, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, or just like covering the my midsection. If I just had a paper towel, like what are those called? Scrunchies or like
a bandeau
that women wear. Over
a tube top.
Yeah, I guess so. Paper towel tube top.
I think a paper towel tube top on Jeremy would make me more uncomfortable than shirtless Jeremy right now.
Paper towel tube top.
Wow! Wow! So you can go to Jethro Tull.
Oh,
just like that.
No,
huh?
I always keep
don't
Aqualung.
Don't do it, man. Don't. Please don't. For
I think
the listener,
he's making pasties.
For the listener,
he's just
he's
making
just
paper
making
towel
paper
pasties.
Paper towel pasties. They're
oh, God.
Actually paper
if you're
tissue.
Uncomfortable with my nips, I've covered them with wet paper towels.
Yeah, but I'm actually more uncomfortable with the paper towels than
yeah,
I am
you've
with
got
the
nipples. You've got tassels right
I know.
This yeah, reminds me of us going back to Portland. We're at Mary's.
Back to the first episode.
I want to go to Portland with you guys. I want to put that
sorry. We already did it, Jeremy.
No.
You know, that was great. people were like drinking outside at the outdoor at the like the tables outside the bar. Uh-huh. And it was like if you were standing up, you couldn't drink. You had to sit at the table to drink.
Yes, that was
because
weird.
We were standing on the sidewalk 1 foot from the tables.
Laws. And now they don't know how to pump their own gas. And shit's getting hectic over there.
Do you think you're going to take some people, like a support group from Jersey to Oregon and be like, this is how you do?
I will hear from...
No, Jersey don't... We don't pump our own gas.
Sure you do.
No, we don't.
No,
we don't pump
like...
our own gas, but I do get out of the car and I go to start pumping my own gas if they do not get there in the allotted amount of time that I think they should get to my car.
You're an impatient fueler.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fine.
And I also feel like I'm doing them a favor. I'm not getting paid for being there to do it. I'm just doing it. I'm helping you out. You got a bunch of other cars to deal with
right.
it.
Right.
I just need to swipe your card thing, please.
Plus, yeah. I feel like they get a cut of that somehow, though, and the price is more, right? It's more for full serve, I think.
It's cash or credit.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's cash or credit. There's no self-serve in New Jersey. It does not exist.
Glad we got that.
The limit does not exist.
Yeah. So how are you, gentlemen? We're in our post-holiday...
Shirtless fest.
Shirtless fest.
I think we can really see what the holiday has wrought on us here by looking at our upper bodies.
I'm good. I didn't gain any weight.
You're looking really good.
I didn't gain a single pound.
How's the meds?
Or maybe I did, but now I'm
ooh,
back
med
up.
Update?
How's the meds?
Meds are good. Meds are good.
Meds are good?
I personally feel really good.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm a believer and a preacher of tweaking your mental health if you maybe
not the word tweak is not the best.
Maybe that's not the best description, but I would say
especially with your two exposed nipples right now.
Wow.
Well, luckily,
God, for the listener, this is I'm having trouble.
Well,
I'm see. We're only 10 minutes in. I'm not having trouble breathing.
Breathing.
Breathing is
Mike
good.
And I have our legs crossed and our arms on our legs, and we're very comfortable with this. So I don't know.
I
why
I think we
you
both
are.
Look like we're at the Dick Cavett show doing an interview.
Oh, Sody Pop. Yeah, I love it.
Swingers.
Yeah. I'm fine.
I'm glad your brain's good.
You were saying
feeling very good. Yeah,
I think the doc wants to up mine, but I'm really hold, I'm holding on tight.
I feel like I steer the ship.
You're the Osiris of this ship? You are the Osiris of this ship?
I think so. Just because obviously I fill him in and talk about stuff, but it's kind of up to me whether, you know, and I think it probably should be, right? Like, if
you're the only one inside your head.
Yeah.
Except for Quasmodiar.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, med update, health check. I'm giving it a B+.
I feel I'm okay too.
Yeah,
that's just great, so you know. Guys.
I haven't been back for a cholesterol check in a while, but
How's the bacon eating and
your ration?
Out?
Your rations.
I sent a Christmas card to the bacon dealer, and I haven't seen her since the farmer's market was closed last week owing to the biblical snow proportions.
Wow.
So. I guess I'll see hopefully next weekend whether she got the Christmas card. But
for the listener, he's itching already. Like there's definitely an addictive thing about his bacon dealer. He's
bacon.
Yeah, I haven't been there. Got to get there next week.
Yeah, I think I used up my 2017 bacon this year, so I'm ready for some more.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good.
Wait for that farmer's market.
I'm glad you guys are doing well.
How about, great with your stuff, it sounds like?
No, I mean, I feel good. I'm just doing myself, but...
Still in the large?
Gross.
Still in a large. I feel like that's like... I don't even think about it anymore. I'm just...
It's
completely changed my eating habits and everything. What I'm doing, and I can roll through Christmas and eat what I want.
An acai bowl.
And take a couple days off at the beginning of the year, and like, I feel good. Everything's good. Everything's good. In my body, physically,
good.
Is how I feel. But, you know, January and the end of Christmas, there's a lot of shit going on in my own personal life. You know.
We're here to talk.
Yeah. I mean.
We're here to listen.
Yeah, I want you. Yeah, it's good to. I learned a lot about my health and, like, what you should and shouldn't be doing and how you should listen to your body. Because my dad was having, like, the GERD. It's what his general practitioner, he was like having this like
it's probably just GERD.
Acid reflux, and he went to his GP and he was like, hey, you know, like this It's making me feel weird. I'm not sure what it is. And he was like, ah, it's just GERD. Don't worry about it. Like
Irish doctor. It's just a touch of the GERD.
Oh, you got a bit of the GERD.
Touch of the GERD.
Listen to me. I tell you, you got a touch of the GERD. You give yourself a bit of, you give yourself some of that Alka-Seltzer. It'll take care of it right away.
Some sour cream and an Alka-Seltzer and just muddy them.
Well, make sure
together.
You get yourself a six-pack of Guinness, too, while you don't you?
Well, it won't do you any harm at all.
Breakfast. Do you know that back in the turn of the century, they used to give six-pack of Guinness to the mothers so they can get their protein back?
Yeah, and the babies would have it if the mothers were
yes.
sleeping.
Oh, yes. Well, the babies would get it from the mother's teat.
So what did Dr. McGillicuddy have to tell you, your father?
No, he told my dad that it was GERD and don't worry about it. And my dad, like, didn't feel... like, that was sufficient for him. He got back in the car and was like, I think it's something else. Like, I don't think it's that. Like, he knows what he eats and, like...
Mm-hmm. He didn't eat any GERD that week, so...
But it's like you're eating a lot of, like, acidic things or, like, you know, spicy things.
Clementines are in season this time of year.
True. But, he just didn't think it was that. So he went and he called his cardiologist and they went and they did a stress test and he failed the stress test.
He didn't have enough assets. It was like the big banks.
He didn't think anything. I mean, he at 42 was like one of the first people that got a stent in his heart.
Oh, I didn't know.
So in 97, he got a stent put in, which is like a sort of a new thing.
So he was born in 1945.
So he assumed 55. He might have to get that replaced because he's had it in for 20 years and it's only good for like 10 or 15 or 15 years or something like that. And so they do the...
angioplasty.
An angiogram on him and... they're like, yeah, no, it's the stent is fucked.
You can't get on there unless you're old. You can't be on angiogram. Just, like, young people are not allowed on the site.
Really?
Young people, it's Instagram, yeah.
Yeah, old people is angiogram.
It's the angiogram. Sponsored by Angie's List.
They did this angiogram and, like, were immediately like, nope, it's not the stent. We can't do a little procedure. Like, you have massive clogged arteries. Like, you're the widowmaker. One was 98% clogged. His secondary
The coronary artery?
Yeah. His secondary artery was 92% clogged, and his third major artery was 89% clogged. So he was just like a walking heart attack.
You need to send the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in there and fucking blow that shit out of
there. Crazy shit. But, like, you know, like, think about, like, you put stock in what your normal doctor will tell you, and, like, you got this information, told my mom, and then... you know, that got to, like, my brother-in-law, and it was going to snow the next day, and it did. It snowed, like, 3 inches in Jersey the next day, and so my brother-in-law went to go over and clear the snow, and he goes in the garage, and the fucking snowblower doesn't work. Like, so if my dad didn't listen to his body and didn't call a cardiologist and set up an appointment the day that he did it,
he would have died of a heart attack.
He would have
shoveling snow.
He would have opened up the fucking garage. He would have been fucking around with the snow blower and, like, get pissed off at that. So immediately, like, in a bad place.
Cortisol levels go up.
Then go take, you know, a shovel and shovel the fucking driveway and the front and the back. And he would have been a statistic and had a massive fucking coronary and fucking died.
Okay, so we're glad that he's still here.
Yes.
Yeah. It was one of those crazy things to think about. Like, that is, like, exactly what it would have been like. That's the story on the news. Like, every time there's a big snowstorm, someone is outside fucking shoveling, and they have a heart attack and die.
You would have had a fat lawsuit against GERD McGillicuddy, though.
Maybe, but maybe not. Like, I don't know how... I don't honestly know how that works.
I gotcha.
You know, like, you could just say something. I mean, tons of people say they want second opinions.
And it's psychological. It's very psychological. Right? In the age of this insurance,
sweating. I think I'm gonna cover up.
What?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Sorry,
we're gonna have to start over the podcast.
Okay. All right. I won't.
Do you feel weird talking about this without a shirt on?
I mean, I didn't think about it until
he's laying
now.
His heart bare. He's wearing his heart on his sleeve.
Really wearing my heart on my sleeve for everybody. But that's a crazy thing. And he went in. He had a six. Bypass surgery.
Sextuple
bypass surgery. And they cleaned him out, and he's good, and he's home. He only spent 6 days in the hospital. And
that's great.
He's, like, you know, just got cleared to do, like, minor exercise and, like,
good. Just organized, so just walkthroughs, but not organized team activities.
Yeah, like two, like literally, like you can get on like 2 or 3 minutes, like 3 or 4 times a day on the treadmill, like that kind of shit, like very loose.
Right.
And he, yeah, man, he's doing good. Awesome. So that's good. But during all that, like right after Christmas, I was back in PA getting, you know, and actually, like the real issue too is like my sisters don't think that because I live in Brooklyn and it's hard for me to get back there, and like I have other shit happening here that
they,
like
they don't think you
and
like.
They
them.
Live there and they have to take the brunt of like, you know, my mom needs help like doing shit. My dad can't lift stuff, and like they have to be more around. And they're like, you know, you're the oldest, and like you're supposed to be like directing all of this, and like I, you know, it's hard for me to do that. Like I get back when I can, like I see them and I'll spend the day there, and like
I'm in
all these things.
Same spot where it's like you're closer, obviously, but it's still a remote
right. But
thing
it's yeah, it's still like it's just rough, and like I don't mean it in a way like, oh, I don't want to see my dad like and help him out. Like, of course, that's all I want to do, but like, you know, it's been fucking snowy here, and it's hard to get the car out and drive around, and like all those things is just like. You know,
well, luckily he's on a good trajectory.
Yeah, no, and that's what people worry about is like depression. Honestly, what they like,
oh really
is like people that have like massive surgeries like that like fall into bouts of like short term or long term depression because they're like, you know, maybe stuck inside. Or
you should get him a PS360.
But just tell him to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, that's true. Plenty of.
But my dad, he, you know. He's like, he recognizes the fact, he's like, I could be dead. Like, I don't feel like I'm depressed. Like, I'm
grateful.
I'm grateful and, like, thankful that I'm fucking here. Like, you know, those are, like, really serious.
Absolutely.
Serious things. But while I was back with Kate's family in PA, and we were doing stuff for the wedding.
Gathering
delicious like you know spreads for the that everybody gets to walk out with from like a really cool you can get some cool apple butter kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm giving away the secrets. I don't care.
Wow.
Kate might be pissed, but she don't listen anyway.
That's cool. I love apple butter. I love apple butter.
Kate stopped listening when I talked about her once, and she's like, I'm not listening anymore. So
I admire that.
You know, it is what it is. But we were in this antique store, and I get a text message from a friend in California who I don't, like, you know, talk to that much when I go out to California. You guys met Chet.
Yep.
Yeah, you met Chet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember Chet.
And he just sent me a text, and he's like, I heard about Casey, and I'm really sorry. Like I don't know. Like, you know, I wanted to get in touch with his family or whatever, and I was just like, what? And...
So you got blindsided.
So totally blindsided in this thing. And I was like, obviously someone found, you know, like something bad happened to him. And the first thing I did was go on fucking Facebook because I know that's how someone in California knows that someone in Jersey that they haven't talked
one
to
of their,
in 20 years.
Their relatives is racist usually, but.
you know. That was like a shock
that was
to me.
A tough way to find out, right?
Yeah, super tough. Like, you know, I don't like finding out bad shit either way, but like to like hear it in a text and then have to like verify it via fucking Facebook really like.
Yeah.
And it was sad because like his sister didn't want to like, you know, his sister was trying to like get in touch with all of us. Because he, you know...
So you didn't get blindsided.
So I didn't get blindsided, exactly. And then somebody, like, posted on Twitter, like, R.I.P. Casey.
Isn't
like,
that weird?
Or, like, on Facebook or whatever. It's just very strange. It's like...
It's, yeah.
Like, if no one is speaking about it, and, like, the family hasn't even talked about it, what gives you the right to, like, say that?
Yeah.
There's no... Like, it's really, like, it's despicable. It's like, what are you trying... Like, what sort of attention are you looking for? Like,
I was in my freshman year of college. I had just been away for a few weeks, and I got an email from my uncle that was like, sorry about your dad, and I didn't know what was up. And then after that, I found out that my dad had cancer.
Holy shit.
God.
Yeah. I mean... My uncle didn't know.
Right.
It was just common knowledge. It was just knowledge inside my family. But I had, like, that was, I was kind of like, I had a little feeling of dread there for a bit. That didn't go away for a year and a half.
Right. No, that shit's harsh, man.
And I mean, I guess putting it into, once you have your dad go through that and then one of your good friends from your childhood, you know, pass
back
away.
Back to back.
Right.
Like that must, because I remember I was having like, I think when I hit a certain age, 40-ish or something, I start having sort of the mortality debate inside of my head or like, or just with family, you know, just like, you know, I'm here for the moment. Like, you know, what if that changes? Who does, you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy to
who's
get,
gonna
a full
get my stuff.
Oh, yeah. You guys can have
I want
the,
your
the flannel.
I want some of your flannels.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, just that black and white one.
I
actually.
Love that one.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do.
Danny, you get the fridge.
Yeah, I'll take the fridge.
No, but it's like
we're gonna start a store in Greenpoint called Flannel and Fridge.
Yeah. It would sell. Just put the plus between them though, right?
It,
yeah.
It's a no brainer.
But anyway, I think the older we get, the more that sort of perspective really hits home, and you, I can't imagine,
yeah,
your holiday
it's
season.
It's definitely like, yeah, anything about like having to like take care of my dad, you know, or mm-hmm. like going, you know, doing all the things for him, you can't lift stuff, like all these things, and being like, you know, you're not old enough for me to have to take care of you yet, and this is just like a, you yeah. know, foreshadowing to later in life. If you
there's
know.
there's no hard and fast line though, you know what I mean? I remember going back to college again. I remember doing in my junior year, I did a documentary about how old people drive and, you know, went and took an AARP defensive driving class and met with a lot of old people. And it's just your faculties go at different times. Everybody's body.
Right. Yeah, oh, dude, my Uncle Joe is,
totally
is
different time.
3 months shy and 90 years old. He fucking drives 20 minutes from where he lives to my parents' house almost every Sunday for dinner.
Can he pick me up from the New Jersey Transit?
He could.
Okay, cool.
He's got to keep it when it's daytime. He likes to leave a little before, you know, 5 o'clock.
Don't like driving at night.
Don't like driving at night.
Figured out.
Totally
yeah.
understand.
Yeah. And that's, you know, he's got it. And
that's like, it. People knowing their own limits as they encounter them.
Right.
And not denying them.
Right. Right. No. He used to embrace, and I think that's why he's 89 years old. Like, he's, you know, he's totally, he's in it, yeah. you know. But Casey was 36 years old, a fucking Brazilian jiu-jitsu teacher, owned his own business that he had been wanting to do for a long time. Like, he started, like, as just a wrestling guy in high school, and then it turned to, like, wanted to do UFC stuff, and then got into, like, Muay Thai, and then got into Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and, like, really was into it, and, like, worked his way all the way up and became a teacher at another school, and then he just, like, his
opened
whole thing
his
was just,
dojo.
Like, he just wanted to open up his own place, yeah. And he finally did, and, like, you know, he was the, our consummate meathead friend, you know, like, the one guy that, like, and not in, like, a stupid meathead way, but, like,
I think he means reliable.
He was, well, he was one of the most reliable people I ever met. Like, he really was, and, like, good person, and like, had his own weird way of, you know, we used to say he had Coos logic because he would say things that made entirely no sense to anybody else but him, but he knew that that was his way of doing it. Mm-hmm. But, like, he was stubborn and someone that, you know, as a UFC-trained guy and, like, took a lot of abuse and a lot of hits and, like, probably his body, at the, you know, like, my body hurts and I don't sometimes and I don't fucking do anything. And because you're in that mindset of, like, you know, doing UFC stuff and tapping out and, like, trying to, like, mentally go through, like, physical pain to, like, reach that other level, like, he was having, like, you know, issues with his wrist and, like, other things. And, like, he wasn't on drugs. He wasn't someone, like, doing, like, Percocets or painkillers like that. But he,
you know, that's bad for your
right.
body.
But he took a lot of ibuprofen. And he was taking extra strength ibuprofen. And, you know, typical, I just, you know, as someone who's known him since I was 11 years old, I just know, like, he would be like, ow, my wrist hurts. Take right. a pill. My wrist doesn't hurt. Awesome. Go on with the day. Teach my class. Do everything I need to do. Go home. Ow, my wrist hurts. Pop an ibuprofen. Ah, it's better now. And, like, that cycle continued, and he must have gotten a stomach ulcer or something, and on the ibuprofen bottles it says it can cause
bleeding,
ulcers, yep. and bleeding, mm. and it's not you know, specific to everybody, but, like, some people are more prone to it than others. I'm sure there are other people that he was around that were popping just as many ibuprofen with no
right.
extra effect, but for him it did something to him, and yeah, he wasn't well, and, like, he was just masking it and was at, like, a holiday party for his own school like 2 days before, and then like woke up in the middle of the night not feeling well, and his girlfriend was like, you know, you all right, whatever, and he was just like, oh, I just need some time, like let's leave me, like, you know, he just was feeling real shitty, and he went to sleep and he never woke up, and she woke up and he was unresponsive, and then went to the hospital, and that was it. And like, it's one of those things where, you know, I can just know that it's just like stubborn Casey, like, just, you know, I know it's not a big deal. It's like my wrist hurts or my, you know, he just had a stomach ache. If he had an ulcer, like, he's just like, yeah, my stomach hurts, like, whatever. Like, I ate something bad or like whatever it is, it'll get better. And like, didn't take care of it. And something that, you know, was preventable,
right,
can lead to something real bad happening. And like, that's another thing that it was just like compounded. Like, my dad, like, preventative effort. Casey ignored it, and now he's not here. So
address what your body is telling you.
It really, like, yeah. I don't want to be someone who's preachy and like do that, but I really think that's something, like, I keep thinking about it now, and like, and I'm hypersensitive to it. Like, right now, right, I'm like, oh, something feels a little funky, like maybe I should get it checked out right now, but it's nothing.
You're,
it's
not wearing, like, a shirt.
That's right.
You're not wearing a shirt. I hate to be a bare-chested preacher, Danny, but you're not wearing a shirt right now. And yeah, don't let it lie.
Just listen to your
body. Yeah, don't
just
let it
listen
lie.
Listen to your body.
Yeah, take care
please.
Of it. Take care of it now.
Big shout out to Jeff Martin, who's a Danny and Mike listener and a Man
Boobs
fan.
Yes, Jeff Martin.
He's I'm sure we've interacted on social media.
Definitely interacted through social media. I met him and his brother in Sacramento when Jounce played a show up there, and they're very good people, and they love the show.
Yeah,
and yeah,
he just walked for the first time in 2 months, and he's doing better. So shout out to Jeff. Yeah.
Shout out to physical therapy and sticking with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself.
Yeah, I feel like January episodes are always our heavy ones.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Isn't it weird?
Well, you know, my dad died of cancer.
Yeah, in January.
No, and 6 days before Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've never liked Christmas.
Well, I can see why.
Yeah, never a fan. Well, even before that, when we were kids, like, my sister's friend's mom died on close to Christmas as well. So just got colored.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're in January now.
Yeah, we're past Christmas.
The Christmas tree is still up. We did not dump it in the old McCarran Park compost pile this past weekend because my bacon dealer was hiding. It got snowed out.
Yeah.
So I will be dumping a small 4-foot-high Christmas tree into the park this weekend.
I like that there are people that come around and collect them for their ponds, you know, to create a habitat for the fish. I guess fish eat them, and it's a good sort of
fish
circle of life thing.
Lumberfish? The lumberfish?
First fact check of the day. Here we go.
Hey, let's do it. First bare-chested fact check.
Ever.
Fish love pine needles.
I mean, what do you think about water? Fish fucking it. Do you really want to drink that stuff?
Oh, do you guys hear about the guy that's selling regular water that's not filtered?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Did you hear about his real name?
No.
His real name is not Mukinder Singh.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds very yogi.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Jeremy?
So, fat chick topless.
Bare-chested topless.
Christmas trees make great habitat for many species of fish. And besides, why let them go to waste after Christmas is over?
They can't live inside a tree. They're not woodpeckers.
No, but you throw them in the pond and it creates a little habitat.
Oh,
like a sunken. And I think that.
I gotcha. That's cool.
That's what all. Oh, it's what I.
But you know, I don't own a pond, let alone many ponds that would necessitate an entire rack of ponds.
Fish.
So, yeah, that would necessitate. over by me, you know, Greenpoint is like fish central. The Polish love fish. So
they do.
The weeks previous to fish to Christmas is just like an open air fish murder. Plus, right across the street is live carp in tanks. They have, you know, they take the tubs that they put the apples in September and October.
We'll
wash them out, and they put carp in them in December. I don't know. It just looks, they're both square. Okay, sue me. If it's not true, I'm sorry.
You're definitely spreading a rumor right now.
Yeah, but they do straight up fish murder on the street by me in Christmas time. And
does it smell? Or because it's cold, it's not the same
kind
as
of the
like...
snot. The snot plugs up everything in here. You can't smell a thing.
Right.
It wasn't too bad this year, I'd have to say.
I walked past a Greenpoint has these animal butcher spots that are like you just a big car garage, and then you look in there and you see boxes of chickens. Or I walked past one of those the other day, and it's a
bootleg animal meat.
Yeah, as an animal lover, it's a little unsettling.
Are you? You an animal lover?
I love them. I want a puppy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But he doesn't want a puppy for himself. He wants to do a timeshare puppy, which I don't know if that's like a good thing. I don't think you would get the application if you were adopting a dog and you said, "Eh, me and my three friends, we're going to co-share the dog."
Well, we're going to need tax returns from all four of you. I don't see the point because you have a girlfriend. You know what I mean?
But we both love puppies.
So then she should get the puppy.
If it gets to the point, if our relationship progresses to that point, then we'll get a dog. Absolutely. We are two huge fans.
I was going
to
say, right now, your relationship is in the puppy stage, but maybe it will age into the dog stage.
That's right. That's cool. And one day into the senior dog stage, God willing.
Senior dog stage.
That's when you change the diet.
That's her one of her dreams, is to have a farm where she can take in senior and aging animals.
This is a scam. They're just warehousing them for the Social Security checks. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Nursing homes do it. They do it all over. Pups, llamas, exploited llamas.
Yeah.
What celebrity gave two baby kangaroos to their spouse? That happened over Christmas. Can you fact check that? That's the second fact check.
Here we go.
I think it's got to be like a. I think it's a country musician. If I had to guess,
you're gonna say Chenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney.
Are you saying it's Chenny Chesney?
Could be. I don't know why I know this information. I just do.
Okay. Jeremy.
You found it. Searching and.
Or am I just a liar? We'll find out.
Still searching.
Very soon.
Do you come from Jersey? Did you ever see anybody get a car with a bow on it for Christmas?
I didn't see anybody.
I don't believe that happens outside of Lexus World.
Well, I do know that my fiance's boss. Not her boss, her dad's boss, excuse me. My fiance's boss did nothing. She didn't give her a Christmas bonus or anything.
Well, she hired her, so.
Oh, yes. That.
Luke true. Bryan got his wife Luke a pair of baby kangaroos Bryant. For Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is.
Bryant. Is that legal?
No, because kangaroos will beat the shit out of you.
I guess you
They're like the best fighters. That cartoon wasn't just a thing. Kangaroos are excellent fighters.
Yeah, no, I've seen that video of a guy boxing There's a video of a guy boxing a kangaroo for real because he was like fucking around.
Get your ass kicked. Yeah.
No, he stunned him. He punched him. You could never see this video. It's definitely like
I've seen the video. I'm talking about the cartoon where there's the old
right mm. no the old timey boxing gloves and the Irish fight, the moving hands.
That's how we got the Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Rock'em Sock'em ruse.
So what is he going to do with those kangaroos when they get older?
I don't know, but PETA apparently was up in arms about
maybe you guys will have maybe you guys will have a farm by then where you can take them off his
tiny house and
so have a tiny house and Jeremy's in a wheelchair because he got punched in the back. Paralyzed from the waist up now.
It's fascinating to see them.
Waist down.
It's fascinating to see kangaroos fight because they lean back and sit on their tails and kick you. It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't want any part of that.
It is so scary.
No, thank you.
Because it makes me want to have a tail. I'm sorry I lost mine. back when I, you know, the previous version of Dragon Ball Z when they cut my tail off.
Mm. Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
I mean, there are people. I had people in my college that would walk around with tails on.
I think that still happens.
Does that still happen?
Yeah. Did they graduate?
Yeah, they graduated.
Wow. A doctor of telology, huh?
I don't know why that. I mean, hey, to each their own. If you know, I wore Adidas shell toes in high school.
As long as you don't hurt anybody, to each their own. Yeah. Your rights to exist.
Yeah.
Can go as far as they don't impinge on my rights.
Yes. And wearing a tail doesn't impinge on anybody's
you
rights.
Want
it's just a visual thing.
Yeah, I mean, you want a podcast shirtless, that's fine, because you don't have a guest. If there was a guest...
I think most of our guests would probably pop their shirts right off.
I think so.
They're pretty cool.
They wouldn't have a choice in this room.
Yeah, it's very warm.
It's very warm. Yeah, what happened in here?
The old people upstairs happened, obviously. Mm. They cranked up the heat.
Yeah, we'll get it. It's a high heat time, middle of the winter. Mm. Yeah.
Nosebleed season.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. It's so dry in my apartment. Dude.
You got to get a dehumidifier or humidifier.
Forget that, man. Just put pans of water on
everything. Pans of water on everything.
Everything.
Yeah, that's, I do that.
I walk around holding
them. All of my windows are open. It was 5 degrees below zero last week, and both of my windows in the living room and in the bedroom were wide open.
We should get more windows, I think.
Maybe I should hang buckets from our things in here.
I like
fill
that.
Them up.
I like that.
And then the mosquitoes came.
Is that true?
Stagnant water is
sure.
A breeding ground for mosquitoes.
Well, it's definitely over 60 degrees in here, and that's what mosquitoes need to breed. Dangerous.
I have a $1 billion idea. Let's breed mosquitoes in Jeremy's apartment.
I think there were mosquitoes breeding in the Christmas tree water.
I'm sure there were last week.
Yeah, Gerard had a lot of bites at one point.
Do you put an aspirin in the tree water when you first put the tree up?
No, I thought that was for cut flowers.
No, I guess it's for Christmas trees.
What is that supposed to do?
It helps them avoid the shock or something. I don't know.
Have you gone to a Christmas tree farm out in PA, something like that with Kate?
No, I haven't done anything like that. There's been not much of that. I did go to I went to this place called Yako Taco. No, that's a stupid thing.
It doesn't exist.
No, but I did go to a place called Yako's that had very delicious hot dogs and pierogies. And that's like an Eastern PA thing.
Was it a Polish place?
Perhaps. I don't know. I mean, with a name like Yako, I don't know where they're from, but I couldn't tell.
I heard Animaniacs is coming back.
As a live action.
No, they're going to make... Oh, that would be cool. No, I heard that they're going to make...
That would not be cool. I don't think that would be cool at all.
Well, it would just be quite a strain on the actors. I don't think you could maintain that frenetic pace for very long. Animaniacs was such a freaking smart show in the time, like, considering how old we were and the number of jokes that they crammed in and references that they crammed into every episode. Anyway, I heard it's coming back without some of the original creators, so that's a shame. But they're using some of the same voices, so I'm torn.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, if they need any new voices, they know where to call.
Not the A-listers.
No.
No, we've those people are busy.
This. Yeah.
Does that work?
There's a Skinamax fan fiction Pete and Pete movie about to be made in this room.
Oh, dear God. Somebody pull the handle.
DVDs will be on sale on our Patreon at patreon.com.
Somebody pull the emergency brake right now.
Yeah. Well, dudes, do you want to talk about the Feral Audio stuff at all? I mean, I know we haven't really discussed it, but obviously you beloved listeners probably have heard of a change and no Feral blurbs at the beginning of our episodes, and we're sort of just finding our way. So we don't know what the future holds, but we love talking to you all, and we will still be
making these podcasts for you. You just will no longer be able to get them at feralaudio.com.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
Yeah. We are also not committing to recording every podcast shirtless. This is a one-off.
That's true.
That is true. This is definitely a one-off, unless we have to come back here
and
it has this kind of heat.
It has nothing to do with us leaving Feral.
We could have done this topless at Feral.
We could have done it shirted today, too. We could have done it completely clothed. There's no limits now.
Right.
Sky.
Yeah. So sorry for the confusion, but you can still find us on all of the...
Yeah, all your preferred podcast listening platforms.
And we'll let you know where we land. Yeah. We land there.
Typically, I like to get onto the train sit next to somebody who looks interesting and then listen to whatever they're listening to by putting my head really close. That's how I find all my new podcasts.
All your new pods?
Yeah. And then, you know, I can't ask them because it's weird, so I have to just spy looks at their phone real quick to see if I can catch the name of the podcast. It's embarrassing.
Okay, well...
Did you want to talk about Feral?
I think we did. I think that's just what I wanted to say because, you know...
Little clear of the
air. I know there's been a lot of, questions. We honestly haven't discussed it in detail, so that's something we're going to do, but, we're in the dark like you all are, but just I want to assure you that... We love doing this, and we want to continue
it. We will continue to do it, yes. And I hope everyone else that was on Feral continues doing what they're doing because it was a very well-curated podcast network with a lot of great people.
Do you get paid to say the word curated every time we record?
I don't say it every time we record, but it's in my personal lexicon.
I have no way of checking that.
You live very close to the Brooklyn Museum. I think that's a problem.
Oh, my God. Well, that's accurate.
I just joined the Brooklyn Museum, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, I became a member.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was thinking about my taxes.
You can go on Saturdays, and they have, or Friday nights, they do, like,
member. Yeah, member first. You talk about First Fridays?
Yeah, First Fridays.
First Fridays have been good.
My favorite art exhibit I've ever seen was there. It was the Ron
the
Uick.
Video games?
Ron Newick is a ultra surreal sculptor, I guess.
Means more than surreal.
And so he makes these incredibly detailed, as close to real life as you could probably possibly get. Like he has a baby, a newborn baby, in a room, in a room the size of this apartment. It's huge, and it's
how
just,
big is the baby?
It takes up the whole room. It's huge. It's like,
so how big is the apartment?
10 feet tall. Well, this was in a art, you know, it was in the Brooklyn Museum.
Oh, so in a big.
The Brooklyn Museum is a very large building, Michael.
My point is, like, it's like a 20 by 20 baby, or, you know, it's huge, or 80 by 20 baby. He does these very realistic
babies.
Human beings, yeah. So he'll do these. He has some little ladies that are like 3 feet tall that are ultra realistic. He curates some other things. That,
no, but he wouldn't
but
curate.
Amazing.
Yeah, he's creating. I know.
I'm joking.
You looked at me when you said that. If you're gonna make the joke, you got to use the word properly.
Wow. I have to curate the word properly. I got it.
Oh my God.
Gotcha. Yeah. But anyway, check out Ron Newick. He's an amazing artist, and
check
him
out.
Very fun to watch. And if he comes to your town, go see it. And speaking of that, we'd like to come to your town sometime. So support us on Patreon, and maybe that'll happen.
If you live in San Francisco, we will be coming to your
very
town.
Very valid point.
At the end of this month, we will be there on the 27th of January.
26th of January.
Friday night.
Friday the 26th.
Friday night, the 26th of January.
Danny and Mike, Nostalgia Personified with Brian Altano from IGN.
From IGN.
At the Sketch Fest.
At the Doc's SF. Lab. Doc's Sketch Lab Fest. For... That's the name of the place that we're at.
Oh, right. That's where it is?
Yeah.
Under the aegis of the Sketchfest?
Aegis of SF Sketchfest.
And you can find links for those tickets on
SFSketchfest.com.
Or at SF Sketchfest or at Danny and Mike.
Or Brian Altano at Agent Bizzle.
Yes.
True. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, we would like to come to your town as well, even if you're not in San Francisco.
If you live in Pensacola, Florida, we'll be there in March, even though we won't have
Jeremy. No, we'll be there in February. We'll be there the...
February
25th through 27th of February, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're mistaken.
No, I don't think I am.
No.
I'm pretty sure Michael C. Marona.
Jeremy, talk to me, Jeremy, while Dan fact-checks this.
Should we
It's 23rd through 25th.
There we go.
February 2-3 through 2-5.
Oh, man. That's coming up.
Yes, it's coming up.
I better lose some weight.
You're fine. I literally can tell.
Yeah, I can tell.
Fine.
You look good. You look good.
That's true.
Well.
That's true. We don't have
I could be your great aunt being like, you don't eat too much anymore.
We can't hide anything these days.
No.
But I guess
did you just put some tissues in your belly button?
That is the most disgusting. For the listener, that's the most.
I might
know.
Do them all from now on.
Gerard, Gerard loves his own belly button, and he loves my belly button, and he loves his mom's belly button. And I think there was like a 3-week streak straddling the new year last year on this that we just had to leave his onesies unsnapped all the time so he could get at, so he could get at his belly button. Yeah. And he just loved discovering it and finding mine and finding hers. And
innie or outie or
him? He's an innie. He's an innie. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm an innie.
You know, after he was born. That shit just held on for weeks. Like, he was born in October, and he had that, like, extra piece of the umbilical cord for, I don't know. It came off before Christmas, but it was on there for a while. Like, we were, like, waiting for it to fall off.
Right, because you're not allowed to pull. It's got to come off on its own.
Yeah, because otherwise your wish doesn't come true if you don't.
Oh, my God.
You can also pull your urinary tract right straight out.
It comes right out.
Yeah,
but it's clean. It's like when you devein a shrimp, it's the exact same.
Oh, boy. Well, we just lost all expectant mothers.
We just lost Thailand, India, Louisiana, and all the rest of the major shrimperies.
Going back to the meds update, I will say that I probably wouldn't have done this shirtless episode.
Had it not been for the meds.
Had it not been for feeling like a human being again.
More confidence?
Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't have done a shirtless episode with you guys a couple years ago. But that's just because global warming hadn't advanced to the point that it is now.
I would always go topless.
You're popping on. You were the most reluctant one. Don't act like you're curated this
thing.
That's
true. You were the last one to take your shirt off.
Yeah, I know, but that wasn't because I didn't want to take my shirt off.
It's just because you had trouble getting your little T-Rex arms
around. It was just because I didn't know that that's what was going on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, there wasn't a statement or a contract. Or
it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Eyes Wide Shut, where you get a password and everything.
Password Fidelio.
Oh my God! I watched that movie once.
What a freaky movie!
Yeah.
I mean, I was in film school, and Kubrick hadn't made a film in a while, and I was familiar with his old stuff, and this was something that he was working on currently, which was like. When you think about like Sidney Lumet doing a movie nowadays or something like that. He's dead, but
I know what you mean.
Yeah, so is Kubrick. And it was weird.
Well, that was his last movie before he died.
Very good, but Spielberg finished it, I think.
Is that true?
Yeah, I think. No,
I don't know if that's a fact check.
That was AI. That was AI. I think they wanted him. You look at those things and you look at the digital figures that they impose in different places, and it's like, that's a weird looking film.
It's a weird looking film, indeed.
I did see.
What are you writing down?
Just some notes.
Oh, cool.
Like get shirtless more, stuff like that.
Note to self.
Yeah.
Oh, we could. Or, you
more
know
tissue paper in my belly.
Yeah,
button.
We should do it.
Forgot about that completely.
We should do it like Michael Keaton in Night Shift and just carry on little handheld recorders and tell.
Oh, that's one of the greatest jokes in Dirty Work.
What's that?
Is Norm Macdonald walking around with a recorder, note to self.
Yeah.
He got it from...
From the Python?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just remember Night Shift with Henry Winkler and Michael Keaton.
Okay.
They're and Shelley...
Long?
Is that the right Shelley?
I don't know.
It's not Shelley Duvall. It's not Shelley Duvall. She did the Kubrick work.
Who did the Frankenstein? Mary Shelley?
Yes.
Wow, we have derailed.
Speaking of segues, they work at a mortuary or a coroner, and they conspire to run a prostitution ring out of there.
This is Night Shift.
Yeah.
I
and they make a lot of money.
During my
wouldn't fly now. Wouldn't be able to make that movie now.
Are you saying like the plot could be obviated by cell phones?
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts because it's true. Yeah, you could make movies on a lot more flimsy predicates. No, you can always make movies on flimsy predicates. It's just whether or not people will appreciate them as a stylistic point.
It's who you got to pitch the idea to someone that has the money to make it.
Mm. I think you can make a movie for very little money now. You know, people be making movies on their phone.
People be making movies.
They got
on
that
their
4K,
phone.
Yo.
On phones?
Did you say day? Day got them.
Day got that 4K.
People make movies on their phones. Cameras are getting cheaper. The problem is that resolutions are getting sharper and more expensive. I got out of the acting biz at the right time. You know what I mean? Look at this. Look at this. Look at this one.
Shaggy. You're
looks a little dry.
Your hair's shaggy. You need
some moisturizer on your face, Michael.
Gerard likes. There's this book that has stuff you can touch and scratch and stuff, and he likes. There's like a chameleon and the orange are almost identical. They both feel like a basketball.
Why is this orange alive?
Yeah. But then he walked over and felt my face after he was doing a couple things to get the scratch, get a feeling of daddy scratch. And I remember getting beardies from my dad when I was younger and a little bit of torture.
Yeah.
You get the beardie.
It's weird because I've always had, back to the Neds, but I've always had a weird thing with growing a beard. I've never been able to.
Oh, it made your hair fall out.
No, there's something linked to like feeling like a man and having a beard, right?
No.
There definitely is.
No.
If you didn't have a beard and you never could grow one, there would be some sort of weird anxiety. For me, it was.
Okay,
yes.
That's fair.
Go on.
And being, man, this is a very large meds episode. I guess we haven't done that in a while, though.
Did you rub some formula on your face?
No.
Is my question.
No.
Like the horny goat weed, or
No, I'm just saying
bowl balls. I don't know what's
like. It's funny to hear like that sort of thing because I don't. It's something I couldn't do. I couldn't pass on to my kid.
You could
my
adopt.
Kid would never know that.
You could adopt, though.
That's true. But I still wouldn't have a beard. I can't adopt a beard.
You could stick one.
Speaking
on.
Of that, I'm starting a Kickstarter. It's Adopt a Beard for Jeremy.
Adopt a Beard for Jeremy. We're also trying to lift the Magnitsky Act sanctions so that Jeremy could possibly adopt a beard from Russia.
Or,
the rules are tough.
If you
right
only
now.
Want to spend half price, I'm doing a Kickstarter so I can get full beard. Because I only
yeah,
get
you have patchy,
I get,
right?
I get patchy, and I give a mustache.
We
and,
could we
and
could
a
wait about
goatee.
We could wait about 2 weeks, and I'll have enough facial hair for both of you.
Oh, mm-hmm. Awesome! Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
And it'll be a thrill because it'll be red. So everybody will be like, "Jeremy, I didn't know that about you." You'd be like, "Yep, there's many layers to this onion, babe."
That's right. The
there are a lot of red facial hair people out yep. there that do not have red hair.
Well, my mom's a redhead, so I wouldn't doubt if I did have.
Bless up the redheads. We are, I think we're just holding right now, but we're probably not at replacement level in the population. So this kid James in Rome, Georgia has been reaching out to us to do the Ginger Pride Parade every single
yeah,
year.
Uh-huh,
we're not going to be able to.
It's hard to get down there, man.
We're not going to be able to make it, but we appreciate the sentiment because.
One day, though, we are just going to show up. One day we will just show up.
Yeah, right. With no fanfare.
No,
we're not.
But
like
if
that.
Anybody in Georgia wants to subscribe to our Patreon and get us down there, we'll make sure that we can get
you
there.
You can vote
there's
Georgia.
Really, because Rome, Georgia, the Ginger Pride Parade, they don't have a budget.
It'd be a destination.
It's hard for us to get down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we just want to, we're doing what we can right now to raise awareness. And you should, if you see redheads on the street, offer to reproduce with them in a way that does not make anyone uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Because at this point, it's science and it's about survival. So
is that true or no?
Yeah.
See, this is another hummus thing.
No,
really? You're a dying species?
Well, there's less of us each time.
No, they keep saying that gingers need to make babies with other gingers to keep the ginger gene in there.
And this is why I want Rose Leslie to dump Kit Harington and get with me because I have the correct genes and he just has millions of dollars and a mouth
successful.
With lots of feelings. But she,
and he's already died.
She works.
And come back to life.
Yeah, he's dead. She works on The Good Fight, which I've been working on occasionally, and has a wonderfully smoky voice. Just kind of a I don't know how you would characterize it, but
female version of my voice.
We just. God no.
You mean that cholesterol voice?
Oh yeah. Cholesterol
who said
voice.
That?
Know, we discussed that on another podcast.
Fuck cholesterol voice guy.
But then they said that you smoke cigarettes too, and that's not true. But anyway,
when he found them on the ground,
well, that's
no,
a different
that was
time.
In middle school,
many decades ago.
And in middle school, I kind of talk like this more, so I was trying to
so
smoke
you were
cigarettes
trying
so
to.
I could start talking like this.
Yeah, that's why I smoked cigarettes, so I didn't have to outrun Jerry Orbach in every single take of the Law and Order episode we did. It didn't work. I still outran him.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry. I smoked. My dad smoked. My sister smokes. Mm. My brother smoked. My grandpa smoked. My grandma smoked.
My side of the family is broken. That my dad smoked. My mom smoked for a little bit. None of us smoke, which is
these
a very
guys.
Positive
these
thing.
Guys smoke.
They smoke.
They taught a dog to smoke too. They taught him to beg for cigarettes. He'd go right up, and you'd know what he was waiting for.
Can't remember what that's from, but
the kids in the hall.
There you go. I taught a dog to
smoke.
Yeah. Anything else we want to? End cap this episode with?
I would say, in conclusion, listen to your body.
Listen to your body.
Do not listen to your racist relatives. Mm. Go get help right away, right? Don't let it fester.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Don't bury it.
Dan?
Yeah, don't let it fester. Do not. You know, even if you know, it's shitty as it is, but even if you don't have health insurance and you think that something's wrong, that you can figure it out, walk into a hospital and pay $1 a month for 500 years.
We're going to take back the house, so we'll probably be able to pass something next year.
Let's hope so.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Yeah.
I will say that when I was going through the stuff, the insurance part is very rough, and if I were...
It sucks shit, man.
At a point where I was in a deeper and darker place, I don't... It's just like it's very off-putting, but I will.
Oh,
say
when
that.
I was looking for help a year and a half ago, man, it was the system is set up to confound you every single way, and it's your inertia is geared towards not getting yourself help at that point. So it's,
right.
it's kind of, we need to have a much more proactive system, and the patchwork that we have right now throughout New York State and the country is just yeah. is not giving us the right results. And you see it all over the place.
And it's sad to say that
the jail is not a fucking mental hospital. And,
right.
and jails all over the place have people in them who should not be there.
Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think even in 2018, about said 17, but in 2018, there's still a lot of work to be done with recognizing mental health and figuring out how to treat it and even get the access to getting the treatment, because it's just...
It's not crazy to podcast topless if you're doing it willingly. If you do it, if you have a compulsion, it's different.
It's been kind of nice. I'm not lying. This is much cooler.
For the listener, Dan is not glistening like he usually does.
That's true. You're welcome.
And yeah, it's luckily only our Patreon people will know about that.
Well, speaking of that, you can find us at patreon.com/Danny and Mike. You can find me at Remy Balin on the social media accounts. I have a podcast called Fresh Beef, where we talk about internet complaints. This is Michael C. Marona, at Michael C. Marona on his social accounts.
With the C spelled out, letter C.
And this is at D. Tamborelli on most social accounts.
Yeah, or Danny Tamborelli on Instagram.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So give us a follow, and we're so glad that you are tuning in, and we're psyched to bring you more in this new year.
We're not part of any network, and thanks for listening.
We are not.
Nope, yeah.
Well, we'll throw out a Fresh Beef. It's like this... You know, there's some great other podcasts that come out of this, this very
this
basement
very
in this
coming,
very room.
Coming straight out of Seltzer King Studios to your ear hole. This is the podcast.
That's right. All right, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Baylor. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Thanks for listening.